Let me, see if I can explain to you what angelic ministry is. It comes to men who are utterly committed to the work of God, to the work of the church. It comes to people who have burned their boats behind them. It comes to men who, because of the peculiar nature of the work they have to do, find themselves beyond the reach of earthly ministry. Such an occasion was mine. 1940, when I was in Europe, I received a letter from President Smith in which he enclosed two other letters, one of them written by one of his counselors and another by someone else in high authority. And these two men had written to President Frederick M. Smith and pointed out the fact that England was no place for me and my family. This was during Dunkirk. There wasn't anything I could do over there anyway. And they urged him to give me the orders to come home. And he wrote to me and said, I'm not disposed to order you home. You know what the situation is there, so you can come home if you want to. If you think it's all right, you can come home. There's plenty of work here for you to do. And the decision is entirely yours. And I made the decision. I tell you, I made the decision because I was too scared to do anything else. I knew I had been set there under the commission of the Almighty to do a specific piece of work. So I wrote back and told him that I would stay where I was until he or an angel from heaven told me to come home. And as I didn't expect the angel from heaven to do it, I expected him to do it. And when he was good and ready for him to write to me, and I'd give consideration to coming home. Didn't say I would. I told him I'd give consideration to it. You bet your life I was on the next boat when he said I could. I mailed that letter and walked onto the platform at Gloucester. The platform is where the trains come in, the tracks. And as I did so, two personages came and stood, walked with me the length of the platform, and began to converse with me. And all this is written up in the Herald, 1940-41. I was told that I had done the will of God in staying with my people, and you can rest assured. That gave me great peace and satisfaction. Told me that because of the cruelties of Germany to his ancient covenant people, the Jews, that the Lord would utterly destroy their power as a nation in the midst of Europe. That came to pass, as you know. And that furthermore, he had ordained that nations and empires should not live to themselves, and the day would come when the United States of America would be involved in the conflict. And that England, because of her kindness to his ancient covenant people, the Jews, he would not suffer them to be invaded by their present enemies. And this was in June 1940. And in the strength of that meet, I went, ministered to my people. Told them what I knew that I had received from divine sources. And under the providence of God, and even in those difficult days, when every man's life was on the line, when his time and his money and his gifts and his talents were confiscated to save the nation, the Lord prospered the church, added to them such as should be saved. And I've always been grateful to my Heavenly Father for this experience. I was beyond the reach of any instruction from my superior officers, and I needed help. And God is always better than our best expectations of Him. Always. Isn't that true, Brother Henry? So I know as from personal testimony and experience that the church on high is concerned about the church here below. I'm keenly aware of the fact, as the scriptures have said, how does it go, sin prevaileth upon the earth and all eternity is pained and the angels of heaven weep, waiting for their inheritances. For the Lord has said that the meek shall inherit the earth, not heaven, the earth. And there was no meeker man on the face of the earth than Moses of old. You see, it is the divine intention that the whole of history shall be rolled up as a scroll, and that which is past is yet to come. And those who have labored upon this earth in faith, made their garments white in the blood of the Lamb, who through their faith in the Lord Jesus have wrought righteousness. These men, in their time, will come here again to the earth and take their place with us in the redeemed and the glorified society. It is therefore, with this point of view, it is therefore not strange that Joseph Smith said, "No man knows my history." One day he went to buy wine for the sacrament and was met by an angel. And the angel told him not to buy wine or strong drink from his enemies. In that day, the wine merchants kept the worst wine they had, the dirtiest and the worst that they had. They kept it and called it Holy Ghost wine and sold it to the ministers for the sacrament. And that is why Joseph was told that he should not buy wine or strong drink from his adversaries. And then the angel went on, said that the time would come, speaking in the name of the Lord, that he would drink the fruit of the vine with them upon the earth and with